We're up to the Tezvav Amud Aleph. It is Tes Sivim. Two dots. The Mishnah said as well, this is the cryptic Mishnah we're learning. Hanashim bechlal hanezek, when you mazik, including women. Minahal mil, how do you know? Om Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah's name Rav, v'chetana bishmol, Om HaKro, says the Pasuk, isha, isha, man or woman, ki yasu mikol chatos. If a man or woman will commit any of the sins, ha'adam, from a person, it says, ish or isha. Hishva hakasav isha l'isha l'chol onshin shebetayda. They are both equated. The very important taste at the top of the page, where taste tells us a rule. Whenever the Tate is written, Tate had to choose a form. See, people in English don't understand, because in English there's no difference gender in when you speak. With gender, it is masculine and feminine. But in all other languages, we have a little bit more respect. They speak to, there's a difference in the masculine and feminine. In the Tate, there's a difference in masculine and feminine. So whenever a Tate is written, they had to choose a gender. They chose masculine, but it means both. It's when it says ish, that's when we say ish v'lo yisha. But here it says ish o yisha. Important things to remember. Okay, anyway. The taste is. It says in Gemara. Sometimes. That taste already says depends. Sometimes, depends on the context. Rabbalazza learned, but Eila Mishpat, another pasuk, says Eila Mishpat, in the following rules, Asher Tossim Lifneim should place before all the Yidin, so therefore, Hishva, Kosav, Ishal, Ishal, Chaldin, they're equal. Taisha brings down the side from this very pasuk, we also learn regarding Dayanim. And over there, it only applies to men, not to women, because women cannot be Dayanim. So Taisha says that that this rule, the very, very cryptic Taisha, and the big machleit halim shat and Taisha, is the pshat that this rule that whoever cannot be a witness, cannot be a Dayan, is only referring to men, but women can be Dayanim even though they're not. They're not chayach to edim. Or Taisa is saying is that this pasuk is talking about dayanim, is only referring to men. By women, it's not talking. The pasuk is only talking about the defendant, the claimant, rather than the dayanim. And then Taisa says, "What about dvoira?" And gives an answer why dvoira you cannot bring a dayan because maybe they accepted it upon himself or they abishted per mokum or whatever. It's actually a chidah and simon zayin of Shulchan Aruch and Chayish Mishpat, which you're not going to like what he says. So I'm not going to tell you. You can look it up. It's brought down a pisuk tshuva about a woman being a rav. But anyway, let's continue. A third pasuk. It says, isha yisha. If the animal kills a man or a woman, then you have to pay kofer. The animal gets killed, and you pay kofer. Is a man and woman equal to all the misses of the tater, it means kaifer over there. See, only three different psukim to tell you that they're all three equal. The Yashmini Kvaisiv, only the first pasuk, Hasim over there, where it talks about Chatois, that they're all equal, the Chasrachmon, Allah, Terachmon, as well, Kihechet, the Tevla Kapara. Why shouldn't she also be able to be mechaper for her sins? Aval Dini, when it comes to matters of business, Eish, the Barmasa Matnish, maybe those laws only apply to a man because he generally is involved in the business, and Ishalai, generally women were not involved in the business. The Yashmini, we only know about business. She needs to live, therefore she has to follow the rules, and everyone has to follow the rules with her. Abel Kapara, when it comes to Kapara, is the bar mitzvah, a man who has more mitzvahs than a woman, maybe therefore is more shaykh to do averus as well in. And isha woman, the labas mitzvah, she doesn't have as many mitzvahs as a man, maybe lie, maybe you don't need a Kapara all the time. The Yashmin Haitari, these two hachoshu Kapara, because each one has a good reason. Abel Inya Ketala, when it comes to paying kaifer, is the bar mitzvah, a man who has many more mitzvahs, l'shal kaifer, maybe he's more responsible, he has to pay kaifer. Isha lie, but a woman has less mitzvahs, maybe not. The Yashmin Kaifim Shrikib and Shama and Sham was lost and therefore men, women that you cause a person to die, you have to pay. Abel Hani Tati these two the lucky ibn Shama Emalite. See if we need them both. Hanizik by Mazda Shlumi, and this is the famous Machlech that the Baal Shem Tov gave a share on that Al Tereba repeated in his name. It will be learned, Palganiska, this concept by Keren, you pay half a nezik. Really, you should be paying you cause damage of $100, you're only paying 50. Why? The Machlech is two ways of understanding Pshad. One way of understanding Pshad is really you own nothing. But the Tate penalize you, it's a penalty. Penalties you pay more than you have to. Or the Pshat is no. Really, you owe the whole $100. Tate Rachmanis in you, you weren't aware of it, so you know what? Pay reduces to 50. So, but whatever you're paying, it's not a penalty, it's an entitlement. Itma Palganiska, this idea of paying half a knas, Rab Papa, Mama Mainet, Mama, you really owe much more. Rab Huna Breed, Rabbi Shua, Maknas, Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Shua says it's a knas. That what? That you really owe nothing, but the Tate penalizes you in the future, you should be a bit more careful. Rab Papa, Mainet, Ksavi, Hol, Stam, Shvarim. No, we don't know. The famous story that Al Tereba overheard two Lutfisher guys, two Masnagdim there, saying that Al Tereba is a big gun, the Shemagid heard is a big gun. Bashanta, what did he know? In learning. So the Alter Rebbe, who can hear very well, went over to them and gave them a pup for 3 hours, and their mind's going out. And this sugya, Apalgas and Knossa, And he told him the svara of Palganiska Mamayna, which is not the halacha. And they did, and then he said, finish. He said, no, you want to hear now the other side of svara, Palganiska Kanasa? And they said, they can't take him, or the brains are blowing out of the head. So he said, this is what I heard in my magid, just one of the people in Mashandra used to say every week to his Talmidim. So if you dare ever say that again. Right. So stam shvarim stam cows are not generally are not behaved well behaved, they're not docile. Ubedinu rightfully the boy lishlenu kol, you should pay for the whole amount. Rachmanu the chasla teira rachmanu you the katila yayit teira. Since the teira, you weren't warned about this cow, okay, you weren't that vigilant. Now, when you make sure if a cat can ask, I can ask. So if you hold stam shvori b'chesheshim kaima, generally animals are docile. Ubedinu lishlam klar, technically you don't have to pay anything at all. But rachmanu the content teira penalize you keicha delinti the turi, you should watch your cow. What's the difference? Either way, you only pay half. The difference is if you meider b'knas. I walk into court and I'm made it my cow caused damage. If it's a knas, I'm potter. If it's a mammon, then you're chayv. It's shlumin yechayv. Tanah, it says in the Mishnah, hanizik v'hamazik, they both equally pay, contribute towards the tashlumin. Now, if you learn that it's mammon, you can see. The nizik lost half his money, so he's contributing towards the damage, and the mazik only pays for half. But if you learn it's a penalty, then l'chayv, the nizik is not contributing. Really, the mazik, he doesn't have to give anything. The mazik giving 50 is a penalty, so what's the nizik contributing? And he's also paying half because really he's entitled to the full amount and he's only getting paid half. Whatever he got, he didn't deserve. What do you mean? What's he giving in? You know where he pays back? With the nevela deteriorating the value between the time that it was damaged and the time that it went to court. And whose loss is that? We learned before, it's the nizik's loss. We learned in the first mission. Remember, we learned this because it says Tashlum, we dash, and Tashlum means Yashlim. All you do is make up the difference. Tashlum is in Lamach, a Bailam at top of the Vela. He's Mashlim, he's only Mashlim, and there's the Bailam on the top of the Vela. The original owner is the one who has to sell the carcass, any deterioration is his. Chodah Batam, the Chodah Mu'ed. One's tell you that by Tam, the Nizik loses, and one by Mu'ed. Why need both? Sikh. The Yashmin and Tam. We're going to one whole Pavlis Knossa. If you don't have Tam, I should have the Katala Yait. He wasn't born yet, so therefore, Abba Mu'ed, a Malay. When it comes to Mu'ed, it's the Mazik's fault. Why should the Nizik lose out? Let the Mazik lose out. That's what we thought. The Yashmin Mu'ed, Mishra the Kamashal, he's paying anyway the whole amount, so at least the Nizik should contribute a little bit. Abba Tam, he's only paying half, maybe low, maybe the Nizik shouldn't lose even the carcass. Tzarich, therefore, you need both. Toshba coming here, Ma'bein Tam Le Mu'ed, it says in the Mishra, what's the Chil in the Tam? It's not in the different Tam in the Mu'ed. Hatam Mishalim Chatzi Nezik, two differences. First of all, Tam pays only half the amount and Migufi from its own value. So the animal only worth $100, even though it's damaged. A $300 animal, you only pay half of its value, $50. Umayyad Mishalim Nezir Shalim Aliyah, and a Mu'id pays the full value, number one, and number two, Min Aliyah, from his own assets. Vimisa, and if it's correct, Listinamiha, why doesn't also mention the Tam? Ain't the Mishalim Piyat? There's another difference. You just say if it's Knossa, you don't pay if you're made in a Bezin. Why don't you include that difference? And Mu'id, Mishalim Piyat, and Mu'id, you go to Bezin, you have to pay. So we have to ton of a shayah. The other things were omitted, and this is also omitted. My shayah, the high shayah. Tell me one other thing was omitted. Shayah chatzi koifer. He omitted half of koifer. A tam only, if a tam kills a person, you only pay half the koifer. And if a mazik, if a mu'ah pays, he pay the full koifer. Says the Gemara, sorry. No. A tam doesn't pay anything. If a tam paid half the koifer, it's the same as chatzi nezik. A tam, we hold a mu'ed, the animal gets killed and you pay the kofir. A tam, the animal gets killed, the Baal Sharnaki, you don't pay any kofir whatsoever. Here's another nafkamin between the tam and the mu'ed. Why isn't that mentioned? So therefore, two things are missing. Now the question, this is not Teslam Shatim Mona. So now the question is, according to one whole Paul and therefore running to court and being made is not a difference because they both have the same din yechayiv. So the only thing is missing is chatzi kofir. Why Taka doesn't mention it? Actually, it's a kasha now and the one holds the minor. One such an important thing about kofir, that one you pay full, one you pay nothing. Why isn't that included? It says, that's not a shay. You know why? Because maybe the braisa, the Mishnah holds, the man Rabbi basically holds that a tam who did it deliberately actually does pay chatzi kofer, and therefore it's included in the chatzi nezik. When you say chatzi nezik, nezik shalom, that's a difference. Chatzi kofer and kofer. Therefore, there's not an omission. Tell me, Rabbi Toshka coming here. If a guy comes to court and says, "Hey, Miss Shady as plainly, my cow killed that person," and he goes to court and want to hold up, yes, like, you pay chatzik leifer. I show you show plainly, or he killed that guy's cow. Had he's a mishal mal piyase pay, and you know, lechay isn't that the case that you go in a tam and yet you're moed and you're paying in my mouth palgan is because my minor. My lab betam. Everyone know? Be muud. Lo be muud. What's the kasha? A tam taka kanas ye potter. To mele muud. A betam figure what am I? What do you by tam? Why do you call it potter? A bezeh. How can I be demishal be atzma? You hachem bezeh. Why does the at the time he's safer? Why does the end of the brayza say hey mishay these outers are playing in my shirt? Kill that person's eved, which is a kanas. A mishal mal pi atzma. You don't have to pay because it's a kanas. Go better. A step better. Say we talk about even a cow. In the first three times that a gourd, it's a tam and you don't pay if you made it. Why throw in a case of an eved? Hey mishay these outers playing in my shirt. Talk about itself. I'm not a mood. I will be the time. So we answer Kula Bemoy Kumaydi. Kula Bemoy Kumaydi. We're looking at differences in the mood that by ever you don't have to pay because of the knas. Tashma Kavanei is there. Klaus is the rule. This is the rule says the Braisa. Kol HaMishalim Yoyser HaMashi. You pay more than you damage and any Mishalim Piyatsa is the knas. Like, for example, you steal. You have to pay double. You don't pay that penalty extra. The only case that we have that you pay that just knas if you pay more. But if you're paying less, seems to me it's not a knas. So it's not Palgis HaMoyna. My lab HaPoch HaMashi HaZing Mishalim Loy. It's not considered a knas. HaBaMashi HaZing Mishalim. You talk it for you don't pay. But you want to know. Don't dash it away. Dashin only if you pay the full amount, then you pay, then it's a moment. But anything more or less. Why does it, but I just say, Zahaklal, call Halam Mishalam, Yoisil Mashizik, so why does it stress? Only if you pay more than the actual damage, Ain the Mishalam Piazza, the Knas, you don't pay. According to you, at least they should say, Zahaklal, Kosha, Ain the Mishalam Mashizik. I don't care if it's more or less. Anytime you pay different than what the amount of damage that you did is a Knas, and you don't pay if you made it, then you include Palgan as a Knas. The mashma poch is a mashma yaisa. Tiyuvta is a kasha, and whatever, usually when it says tiyuvta, it means you repudiate it. And the Gemara concludes, the hilchas of poch is ginasa. Pray to Gemara, tiyuvta, the hilchas, you just repudiate him, and then say, that's the halacha klepnisht. Gemara, yin, yeah. So I'm going to show you that even though I use the word tiyuvta, it means, all it means is it's a stronger question. Lav dafka has been repudiated. Time of my habit, you know why it's a question. You want to know why it doesn't say that as long as you don't pay the full amount. It's already knas, because not always true. Like psikale, is that always true? You'd have to spell it out and be extra words. For example, when by chati nezek traders, we had the Vilna Beis, if you're the animal's walking and a rock was flying, halacha l'meishe mesina, you only pay half. But that's not a knas, that's mammon. But halacha l'meishe, you pay it's rachmanis or whatever, you only pay half. So if the braisa would say, if you don't pay the full amount, it's a knas, the braisa would say, except in the case of an egg, too many extra words, it just says more. We know we had it before, the Vilna Beis. Remember, by Knossim only get picked up in Etisrael because they are Mumchin not Chuzlar. It's high cow, but this dog, the Ochli, ate sheep. Or Shundra, a cat, the Ochli, Tanagar, that ate the rooster, Mishunu, it's not normal. Therefore, it's only a Knas, for like Magbin, a bubble, and a bubble, you don't collect it. The Hani, a little bit Avli, only if it's a large one, if a large cat or a large rooster. Avli, Bazuch, the small Uchli is coming for a cat to eat it, and therefore coming for a dog to eat it, and therefore you would be paying. Be tough for them, even though we say, well, there's no knoss and bubble, but if the nizik grabs a hold of it and seizes the mazik's assets, it's a good seizing. It's a good grabbing. And Rabbein Tam says only in this particular case because he actually incurred a loss. Not penalties. Stamp penalties in the world, we don't do that. For example, grabbing the double of gazela, we wouldn't do that. The guy said, look, let's fix the time, let's go to Israel to have a court case, Kavin Le, we'll give him the time. If the Mazik refuses to go, regardless, if you have a vicious animal, we put you in Chedim, Adam is Salik Hazek until you get rid of that animal. The time we learned, Rab Nosson said, you shouldn't have a bad dog in your house. And that's why you never had dogs, because if they bark, they scare people, and according to many, that's awesome Madraisa or Madrabon. You're not allowed to have a ladder that's rickety in your house. If you get malchus or not. Then the Mishnah, Chamisha Tamin, the five cases of Tamin, Chamisha Muadin, the five cases of Muad, Habehema ain't a Muadis. A Behema is not considered a Muad on its first three times. Lay Ligach, not to gore viciously, because that's a Kedin. But Lay Ligach, even not to shove this body, Lay Lusha, not to chew, Lay Lidboitz, and not to throw itself onto Kedin, Lay not to kick with its foot hard. Hashen, these are five. Hashen, when it comes to teeth, mu'edes lechels rolo, teeth are generally chew only what they're accustomed to food, but not if it's, let's say, kelim, and that's not, that's like keren. Haregel muedes. Haregel, what's a muid for a leash bird that luch only while it's walking, not if it goes kicking. The shayd hamuid and a shayd that's been worn three times, any of these things I mentioned before, these are the five muadin. Shayn, regel, and shayd hamuid. And shayd hamazik b'shus hanizik is a muid, because Rav Tarfa says that a shayd hamazik in the reshus of the nizik, you have no trespass, even the very first time you pay the full nizik. And ha'odim. These are five cases of muadim. Has a ava wolf, a rea lion, a dove, a bear, a nemer is a leopard, a badlet, big machleik, some kind of wild cat. Some say a cheetah and other things, some kind of wild cat. The hanochash, and we'll talk about it later, not that can help much because it's an Aramaic. The hanochash and the snake, these animals are always wild and vicious, and therefore they're always responsible. Rabbi Elazar, if they're domesticated, ain't them they're not muwadin. When I was in Caracas, we had I don't know if it's a yid or not, but in the corner, literally on the corner, they're all very wealthy people. He had a house, and he had a little hut, a little brick thing there, and he had a lion as a pet. And whenever they traveled, he traveled very often, he would let the lion roam around his house. Nobody ever trespassed there. We used to hear him sometimes roar. Whoa.
I've heard of people having like pet leopards and things like that.
Yeah, a lion.
I saw it in South American parts. Yeah.
When the house used to shake. We used to give a roar. Literally, the house used to shake. We were down the block. But when he was at home, you couldn't hear him. It's only when he was gone and he let him loose.
You learned Chagasari.
I'm sure he had a hired help who his job was to take care of that particular lion. No, I don't think so. However, everyone agrees, even Abulazar, that a snake is always a muad. You tell me that a shen is muad to eat only things which are accustomed to miklal. The bechatzar nizik has kinyan. When is a shen chayiv? If it's a shirabi, he's potter. Obviously, you're describing a chatzar nizik uktani, and then you say behema einim. You tell me that's a tam, which means you don't hold like Rav Tarfon, and you hold that even the chatzar nizik the first time you only pay half. Einim muad shalom kula. Abul chatzar nizik pay half. Mani, who is that? Rabbani. That's Rabbani. Because the Tarfon holds you pay the full amount in the chatzar nizik. The Amr Mishnah can be chatzar nizik. Chatzar nizik shalom pay half. And then later on the Mishnah says, what are the five cases of shalom? One of them is bechatzar nizik in the house of the victim. It says you pay the full amount straight away, which is Rav Tarfon. How can the beginning be Rabbani and Rav Tarfon? Similar question we had yesterday with the reverse. Einim say for shalom muad v'shalom hamad. And we consider that a muad. Well, Adam also learned Tarfon. The Mishnah can't be chazan nizik. And the Shol Mishal Reisha Rabbanim v'Sefer Tarfon. And we're going to give the same answer we gave yesterday, which was in yes. The Ha'amar LeShmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel's Rabbi Yehuda Shinu. You clever one. Shveik Mas Nisin v'Tarba. So I forget what the Mishnah. Just learn the way I learn. Reisha Rabbanim v'Sefer Rab Tarfon. And the Rava didn't like that. But Rabbi Lazar, Mashiach the Rava, Rabbi Lazar, and Rav. No. Kula Rab Tarfon. I can tell you the whole Mishnah is Rab Tarfon. I, the whole Mishnah is Rab Tarfon. And the Chayde Shen is a Muad, but is a Muad. He's talking about in the Chatzar Nizik. And you're paying. So how come it says you're by a time you only pay half? The Chayde Rab Tarfon is Maida, you pay full. But we had yesterday an extreme case where Reisha B'Chatzar, a kind of a joint Chatzar, Ham Yechedes Lepedes, when it comes to the fruits, it belongs only to only he had the Nizik had a right to plant this, so it's the Acha, and therefore the Shen, you pay the full amount. But when it comes to the animals, to come, lechem, when it comes to the cows, he had a right to be there. Therefore, a time, you pay only half a nizik. Stop here. Sure.